The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Hey, today is Thursday, February 3rd, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube. By the way, my Twitter handle is Larry Steinhaus, at Larry Steinhaus, and you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Just remember, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and hey, make sure you leave some comments. Listen, also don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, and you can comment live on the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up my dashboard, so I won't know who you are. So please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to Investor Schooling. Actually, that's tonight. And you can learn about real estate investing and stock options trading by those who do it every day. All right, I got to tell you guys, we need to take a quick commercial because I got a technical problem here that I got to work through. So we're going to be back in 60 seconds.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing the Ukraine war. We're going to be discussing airlines COVID testing. We're going to be talking about vaccine rates per country. You guys want to listen to this. This is going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin and the government and, of course, energy stocks. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple of people watching online. We got Joe and Bill and Jose watching on of course, we got Moshe. Wow, got a whole bunch of cool people. Thank you so much. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the market right now. Well, yesterday was a nice bounce when Google announced great earnings. At first, the market turned a little ugly, and then it actually settled up about 224 points. The S&P closed up 43, and the NASDAQ was up about 71. I actually thought it was going to be a great morning, and then, of course, Biden decided to release the soldiers to the countries surrounding the Ukraine. You know, look, we all know it's a useless move, but it probably makes them feel better. The market did start to recover, and it ended up. However, we had really, really bad news after the market closed when Meta, you know, Facebook, released its earnings report. Oh, no. I have seen Facebook sink in the past, but I've never seen a drop that we experienced last night. It was brutal. Facebook's earnings were dismal at $3.67 per share versus the expected $3.84 per share. Meta usually beats earnings hands down, and this time, yuck! Oh, their daily user base is also down to 1.91 billion versus 2.95 billion. Maybe if they didn't put a billion people in Facebook jail, the user count would be up. Man, pretty much everything is causing a rift in the stock market, in this stock, actually. And they even had Apple change their privacy so Facebook can't monitor you anymore. That makes the targeting of Facebook ads less effective. Facebook is actually saying this change cost them $10 million in revenue. They also added new features like Reels, I don't know if you've seen it, it's kind of like TikTok, that they haven't yet figured out how to monetize. I don't know, sometimes I put that on and a half an hour later I'm like, am I still watching this? Holy cow. So this is going to be a bad bet. This is going to be really bad for the company and the stock. I'm looking for it to hit closer to probably like, you know, maybe even fall into a range of 210 to 250, but first for a short while. Believe it or not, I also think it's going to crash the market today. Other notable moves yesterday included PayPal as it plunged 24.6% on disappointing guidance. GM also fell a bit on mixed results. Google was definitely the best play for yesterday, but AMD also did well as it popped over 5%. Spotify was another report with another stock to report earnings last night, and with all the controversy it had over the past few days with Joe Rogan, it was sad to see the streaming music company reported low numbers. Look, Spotify also dropped over 11% after hours trading. It's going to be rough. Right now, actually, the Dow, I'm surprised the Dow is only down 77 points. The S&P is only down 49 points. But, of course, the NASDAQ is being tortured. It's down almost 340 points. Hey, let's talk about the Ukraine war and what's going on. All right. After the Facebook drop, the market's going to, let's see what the market's going to happen. And the next event is certainly going to be the Ukraine-Russia war coming up. In an article released yesterday, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has warned that any military confrontation with its neighbor, Russia, would amount to, he's calling, a full-scale war. I gotta be honest, it's a pretty brave retort by the Ukrainian president, and it's kind of a surprise to me. I felt this war would be over as soon as it started, but President Zelensky just raises feathers. He also said there will be, unfortunately, a tragedy if the escalation against our state begins. That is why I openly say, or he openly says, this will not be a war between Ukraine and Russia. This will be a war in Europe, full-scale war, because no one will give up their territories and people anymore. Oh boy. Well, I gotta be, and again, it's like an interesting show of bravery by the president. Of course, you know, back here at home, Biden can't do much about it unless either Russia or Ukraine, you know, threatens the neighbors or the neighboring allied countries, because Ukraine isn't part of NATO. Russia has repeatedly said that it does not plan to invade Ukraine, but wants to defend its own security interests in the face of what it views as an expansion of Western military. And basically, they're right on their doorstep, is what they're saying. In Europe, it's almost like the threat of war will be the reason for the war. Well, watch this escalation in the next week or two. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Energy stocks are going to be the play during the war, however, and be prepared for this play. All right. I got to tell you, that's two stories and no jokes and no inferences to President Poopy Pants? I don't know. This show's starting to get serious. How rough is that? Hey, well, whatever. It is what it is. Hey, I want to say hello to Wendy and Joe. Linda is saying that we went silent on the radio, so you guys over at DB, just take a look at that real quick. All right, airlines. So no industry has been more damaged by the scamdemic government overreach than the airline industry. As we near the end of the scamdemic, which actually ended over a year ago, we see industries fighting back. Like, of course, the trucking industry. Yeah! All right, airlines actually can't fight back because they're government regulated. So while an attempt to bring more business back, airlines have reached out to Gestapo Joe on their knees, asking for concessions to the policies. All right. One such policy is the testing of all international passengers for COVID. And this is the testing that they would do upon entering the United States. They're even being responsible by saying in the narrative to the White House that they wouldn't ask the vaccinated for the tests, only the unvaccinated would be tested. They can even fly international. Actually, can people actually even fly international if they're unvaccinated? I'm not even sure. But in a letter written to the White House, by the way, I'm just curious, is saying White House a racist term yet? Maybe we should call it the Moronic Leaders Holding Center. Well, okay, so the letter written to the Moronic Leader Holding Center, the airlines wrote through a lobbyist organization the following about removing the restrictions of testing. Doing so is justified by the perseverance of COVID cases in all 50 states, increased immunity, and higher vaccination rates, as well as new treatments. The letter continues, removing the requirement will greatly support the recovery of travel and aviation in the United States and globally without increasing the spread of COVID-19 and its variants. Of course it won't increase the spread. None of this has worked in the first place. The only way to stop the spread of any virus is to kill the host. Oh wait, maybe that's what they're trying to do with that so-called injection. Nah, actually, I don't think Dr. Frotzi and his minion are that screwed up. Well, come to think of it, All right, anyway, this and dropping the ridiculous mask mandates will be a huge plus for the airline industry. I'm really hoping they do. Did you all notice that the masks that the sheep have been wearing have changed now? They're actually all wearing an N95 mask now. I'm blown away at how well the scamdemic propaganda machine continues to work so well. All right, let's talk about the next topic real quick. And let's talk about vaccine rates per country. I want you guys to listen to this. Listen to this very carefully. So Linda says her battery died in her radio, and that's why the radio cut out. All right. Let me see if I can do this seriously, because this is a serious article. Everyone, listen to this, and I even would write down these numbers. All right. I came across an article yesterday about how some countries have the lowest vaccine rates in the world. Of course, these are the countries that are mostly impoverished, and frankly, if it wasn't such a political disease, I would really feel sorry for these countries. So listen to some of the statistics according to an article published on CNBC. Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Haiti are the least vaccinated countries in the world against COVID-19. Data has showed that in the Dominican Republic, Congo, 0.4% of all people have been given at least one dose, while in Haiti, that proportion of the population is slightly higher at 1%. So Haiti has 1% vaccinated people, and the Congo have 0.4. Of course, the articles went on with its bleeding heart liberal views about how terrible and how unequal this is. You know, like the way the liberals like to talk about feeding the poor. Huh, you know, that kind of thing. Well, as I read the article, I had a thought. And I thought about looking up the death count from coronavirus in these regions. Hey, are you guys curious about this? I wonder what the death rate count is in, let's say, Haiti. Oh yeah, just a disclaimer here. I'm gathering this information from Google searches, which we all know are skewed anyway, and of course my opinion and the opinion of the so-called World Health Organization are different. Actually, probably very different. So draw your own conclusions. You know, that was in case Spotify ever picks up my show. Okay, let's go to the death count in Haiti as reported to the WHO as published on Google. Haiti, you ready? Had a whopping 876 deaths attributed to coronavirus since the beginning of the scamdemic. The country has a vaccine rate of under 1% of the population. And in the DR, Republic of Congo, there have been 1,278 reported deaths since the beginning of the scamdemic. Now, just to be fair, I looked up the population of Haiti and found that 11.4 million people live there. And in the DR Congo, there are 89.56 million people living there. Remember that DR Congo is the lowest vaccinated country with only 4% vaccinated. So it looks like the lowest vaccine rate, the countries with the lowest vaccine rates, are really, really lucky, wouldn't you say? Huh. Wow, they're so lucky that they've had such few deaths and all those people are unvaccinated. Because obviously, what else could be the reason that the countries with the lowest vaccine rates just happen to be the countries with the least deaths of COVID? Hey, I'll let you think about that one while we take a break. You guys ready to take a break? Let's take a quick break, and I'm going to be back in a minute, and we'll talk about some more stuff.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. And I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, and of course, you guys all watching online. Hey, what do you guys think about those statistics about the least vaccinated countries? I'm actually surprised. I thought Facebook was going to light up with that information, unless, of course, they cut me off because, you know, I might be telling something like, you know, the truth. All right. Right now, the futures are down 81. The Dow is down 81. The S&P is down 47. And the NASDAQ is brutal again. It's down 323. We also talked about the Ukraine war a little while ago and how, you know, Zelensky is going to actually defend himself. We talked about COVID airline tests and how silly that is. And Linda reminded me that the masks, the N95 masks have to be fit tests anyway, so they don't work either. We talked about vaccine rates per country and how no one have the countries with the least vaccine have the least deaths. That's bizarre. We're also going to be talking about Bitcoin and the government, and we're going to be talking about some energy stocks. And of course, we'll be talking about today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button yet? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I will be sure to respond to them. All right. Let's talk about this. Let's go to Bitcoin and the government. Well, it had to happen sooner or later. Bitcoin has now reached the point where the government wants to get their, you know, their fair share. Well, Bitcoin, as the first and largest digital currency, is the first that will be attacked. Bitcoin has a total market value of around $709 billion as of yesterday, and the entire crypto market only has a worth of about $1.7 trillion. And you got to remember, that was down from over $14 billion about 3 months ago for Bitcoin. The government and the Fed are looking for ways to regulate all crypto and Bitcoin. Regulate all crypto, and Bitcoin being the largest will probably be the first. So what does regulation mean to Bitcoin holders? Although it isn't clearly spelled out yet, nothing in the government really ever is, by the way, right? The obvious things that they would want to regulate would be the paper trail of where the asset is coming from and where it is going. With banks being regulated and forced to make reports to the IRS and other government agencies, crypto is touted as the deregulated currency that reports to no one but does have an electronic trail proving you own it. This made it great to send money or currency to other people without anyone knowing. You can clearly see some of the problems with this, such as, you know, look, money laundering, and even possibly funding terrorist activities. However, the whole system was based on privacy and decentralization. The news of regulating or monitoring crypto is having an effect on the prices of the assets. However, the real price movement will be when the government actually comes up with a plan and proposes it. As you've probably seen, all of the companies have been in a downturn for the last 2 or 3 months, but they have a habit of bouncing back. My thoughts on crypto at this point is that it's not for me. Honestly, it's really not too late to get in if you don't want to, but it's just not for me. It is like those multi-level marketing companies, you know, that if you were one of the lucky ones to get in early and work the plan, you'll be rich forever as long as that company stays in business. So the people who got into crypto early are definitely the winners, and I hope they cashed out on most of it because, hey, you never know where it's going to go. Look for regulation to make crypto more mainstream as well as more accepted. How will this affect the price? Frankly, I can't understand why the assets move the way they do anyway. And, you know, if you get more, if it gets more accepted, the wild swings will probably no longer happen. So be prepared if you're a crypto swing. Not a bad idea, but I would certainly say, hey, it might be something to play with. I'm going to talk about that in the end as well. All right, let's talk about energy stocks and what's going on with that. It appears that the best sector to be in during the brain-dead administration are the energy stocks. Some of the big players are seeing incredible profits and sales as the brain-dead administration makes our dependency on foreign oil stronger and stronger. We all know that brain-dead closed the pipelines, and we all know that the threat of war in the Ukraine, whether it happens or not, is also driving up energy prices. Literally, it's wild. As I wrote that last sentence, an alert for an article about the heating and energy costs in the UK popped up on my screen. The article is stating that energy and heating prices that are regulated in the UK are now allowed to be capped at a 50% increase. The article didn't say what the last cap was, but I'm sure it was a much lower number, and my guess is probably no higher than 15%. So energy stocks are definitely to play here. As you know, Occidental Petroleum has almost doubled since last year, along with Halliburton and others. My guess is that these stocks will continue to grow for a while as the U.S. continues with the really bad idea of shutting down domestic oil processes. As I have said before, if a war actually starts in the Europe region, oil will skyrocket and gas will have an average. So when you go fill up your tank, the average will be over $5 a gallon for regular. Make some money on that oil stock so you can pay for the oil increases. To learn how to do that, you can go to Investor Schooling. And hey, I'm actually going to put this commercial on. I want you guys to see what you can do and how to get to Investor Schooling, because you can attend a complimentary class tonight. And it's not just about real estate that we teach here. Find out more. Listen to this commercial.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. Hey, if you want to attend a complimentary class, you can do that tonight. So make sure you show up. Hey, Tommy. Tommy's like, I'm going to say hello to Tommy online. He is listing all the different things, all the different troops and all the different weapons that are being sent to Europe to fight this possible war, which I really don't think is going to happen, or it's not going to happen the way everyone says it's going to happen. But hey, what do I know? I'm just the Sultan. All right, let's talk about the Dow futures. The Dow is actually only down 39 points right now. The S&P is down 40. And of course, the NASDAQ is still down 305. All right. We talked about the Ukraine war. We talked about airline COVID tests and how they really want to stop the testing so they can have more people fly. Makes sense to me. Give up the damn mask mandate and I'll fly. We talked about vaccine rates per country and how the countries that have the lowest vaccine rates have the lowest deaths. Huh, that's so interesting. We talked about Bitcoin and the government, and we talked about energy stocks. Somebody mentioned online that they didn't hear the numbers correctly. Go back and listen to it again on the replay, and you'll actually see that, listen to the numbers. All right, coming up, we have today's picks and plays. Hey, make sure you guys hit that share button, hit that like button, and don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. And you might even get a little bit of a laugh now and then too. So keep going. Boy, I got it. Mike online says Biden won't remember if we go to war anyway. That's pretty funny. All right, let's talk about some great tips of the day. So today, I'm expecting to be brutal. Facebook is going to ruin everything. And for all the reasons I hate Facebook, I can now add this one to the list. By the way, if you have Facebook stock or options, you're obviously going to hurt today. But if you have any tech stocks, Facebook is also going to drag you down today as well. So it's going to be rough. It's getting to be a different market, and you should expect new ranges for all your favorite stocks. I'm going to continue leaving Facebook as one of my six favorites. And I still have to say that I just have to readjust the range. I also believe, now check this out, I also believe that Facebook will probably recover 30 of the 70 points that it dropped, as investors will consider it a bargain. I'm actually looking to see when it opens. I want to see what the new multiple is with the new numbers, because I actually think it's going to actually be a bargain at this price. Other bargains will be there today, as the market will probably start its normal February nonsense. Look for some safe plays, such as high dividend paying stocks, sell the covered calls on those stocks, and make some bonuses each week. So the futures, once again, the Dow is down 34, the S&P is down 40, and the NASDAQ is still down about 300. And I got to tell you, I expect them to drop more, but I'm actually surprised that the Dow is only down 30, so it may not be as bad as everything else. All right, let's talk about what's going on with crypto and in the crypto scene. Hey, if you guys remember, I mentioned earlier on the broadcast about crypto, and I believe there's still actually maybe time to make some money in the crypto. Now, I told you I'm not that interested in it, but if you guys are interested in it, hey, it may be a place for investors to hide while the stock market gets beat up. So you may see a pop in the next few days. Bitcoin is holding steady at about 36,500, and Ethereum is also holding steady at about 2,600. And I think, actually, I always like Ethereum better because I actually think it has more room to go, but that's up to you. You guys do what you think is best. Now, let's talk about gold and silver. I have to say, once again, I don't understand how gold and silver aren't moving much with all the turmoil in the market. However, it just keeps, it's just a good price to buy more. So stay at this price, buy more, and gold is hovering at about 1,800 and silver around 22. Now, I'm going to tell you, look for silver to go up at about the next week, probably go up next week right before my monthly auto buy kicks in, because I notice that every time I go to buy it, it is at the high of the month. So it'll probably go up another point or two just because I'm buying it. All right, Treasury bonds, of course, are steady between 1.75 and 1.79. You guys are definitely going to notice that there'll be some good stuff to do in this market. And I want to thank all my listeners on WWDB Radio and everybody online. And you guys can leave comments online. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now and the CEO of Investor Schooling. And, of course, don't forget to pre-order my book, Money Hacks. And if you guys want, I will actually sign one for you if you show up at Investor Schooling and prove to me that you pre-ordered it. Have a profitable day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Dr. Charles Pidgeon inviting you to...